Celebrities sent their daughters to the girls' school. It was the only one with harbour views and an Olympic-sized swimming pool, and the foreign movie stars filming on Sydney's white beaches favoured it for their itinerant young. Ziggy's first day at Condra Girls happened to coincide with the American Heartthrob Hysteria event. The diminutive superstar had come to watch his daughter in the musical adaptation of Little Women. He had snuck in through the auditorium's rear entrance, witnessed by two Condra seniors who immediately alerted half of the high school. By curtain call, over 100 girls had massed outside the auditorium's emergency exit. Ziggy slunk around this giddy hive. In their rapture, the girls kept making sudden, intimate eye contact with her. This urgent inclusiveness was how she had always imagined the apocalypse, and Ziggy gorged herself, meeting gazes with smiles and whimpers of excitement. But when the elfin actor finally emerged, furtively from the fire door, Ziggy's peers just stood there, gawking in eerie paralysis. Ziggy also felt immobilized by the grave sense of significance. The actor slid down his shades and nodded politely for the girls to clear a path. In a miracle of restraint and decorum, the sea of pink tartan slowly parted. The girls followed the action hero from a short distance, right through the grounds and out to his street-parked BMW. Ziggy was conveyed by the silent swarm, shuffling an ecstatic fugue behind the iconic actor. She felt pulled by primal subterranean forces, and also pressure to keep quiet about it. As their ghostly march gained momentum, Ziggy saw the sweat beginning to bead on the man's forearms. He made it to his car, slipped quickly into the driver's seat, and activated central locking. Now safe, he glanced up and gave the girls a magnanimous wave, which was when Ziggy's cohort abandoned their saintly discretion. Two girls split off from their pack and rushed toward the vehicle. They smashed up against the car, screaming, "We love you!" and pounding on the glass. Ziggy trembled, lust and dread monstering inside her as three more girls flew off after them, saddling the BMW's hood, then waving maniacally at the windshield. The third surging of girls thrust Ziggy along on its squealing tide as they ambushed the car's rear windows. Pressed against the trunk, Ziggy found herself beside two others, making kissy faces at the man's impossibly thick swoosh of hair. On all sides, the windows darkened with gaping mouths, the eminent American frozen in eye-popping horror until a meaner sound cut above the shrieks. The PE teacher came bolting toward them like a brick in a tennis skirt, her whistle slicing right through the girl's bewitchment. Ziggy drew back with the rest of her peers and freed the little man from his parking spot. The episode had both thrilled and horrified her, sensing for the first time that her body was part of a much grosser entity. She didn't even know the celebrity's name.